Hello, friends. Happy Venus Day. Welcome to episode 4 of Limitless Magic. I am Mindy Sue Bell, your host on this magical, mystical journey. I'm taking a deep breath. Y'all, so much has happened in 1 week. It's kind of astonishing to me, the way spirit shows up, the way the divine dances with us in this life, and how the mysteries unfold, because I don't know. I can pretend like I know, I can try to know, but I don't know. And I'm constantly in awe and surprised at the journey that I'm on. Last week, it felt very tower, if you're familiar with the tarot. And I intend to do episodes, like mini episodes for each tarot card, at least the major arcana, so we can kind of get into that. But last week for me was just Tower City, Tower Town. It was too much. It was so heavy. It felt dense and sticky and just too much in every way. And now it feels like I've really moved into Wheel of Fortune energy, which is good, but it's a big what's happening, what is going on. If you think I've got it figured out, let me just tell you, I fucking don't. I don't know what I'm doing. But I now know when I'm going to work because I got 2 jobs this week. Last week, I had no jobs. I mean, you know, I had all my self-employment jobs and tarot, but I had no, you know, W-4 jobs working for people. And now I have 2. And I just have to lean into faith, let go of fear, let go of misconceptions and the way I perceive things and doubt, and fall into faith and fall into the guidance of my own highest self and that of the divine, and really walk the talk. Because I say all the time, I want what God wants. You know, let's have neutrality around the word God, please. Let's just use God to be, you know, God, Goddess, the Divine, the Creator, the Universe, whatever works. But I'm going to use God because that's a powerful word and it encompasses lots of things. So I want what God wants. And it doesn't ever make sense. When it's unfolding, it's never linear. It doesn't make sense. I'm not like, oh, yeah, this is God's plan, this is why this happened in the moment. But then when you get into the transition and you move into what it all was for, you can see clearly what each step was leading you to, or at least I can see clearly, you know, where I was going. But I have been reading tarot since like 97 professionally. And I've been curating vintage and selling vintage since 96. And I've been pretty over the clothes, over vintage for a while, overdoing it at the level that I was doing it at. It didn't feel like fun. It didn't feel like playtime. It didn't feel like dress up. It had kind of lost its sparkly magic because I was hustling so hard. And honestly, I don't think it's been really fun for me since like probably like 2003 or 4. So like, that's nuts. Like a good 20 years almost of trudging along, but it started to feel a lot like work. Like I'm working in a factory for like $1 a day work, like workhouse. You know, my ancestral lineage of like working in the match factory or the loom factory or just whatever tragic stuff my ancestors had to do in London to survive. And it got worse at the beginning of COVID, then it kind of improved. And then just last year, or the beginning of this year, spring, it was like everyone's selling vintage. Everyone's a dealer. Everyone's a picker. Everyone's sourcing vintage. Everyone's selling at markets. And it was just like, oh my God, too many cooks in the kitchen. And it became even more competitive. It became like Desperation Station. And I kept thinking back to this reading that I got a couple years ago. And it was like, oh yeah, and you shouldn't wear used clothes anymore. You're so sensitive to energies that you're going to pick up on energies from these items. And I was like, that's my job. I sell used clothes. And it was like, well, what else can you do? What else do you want to do? I was just like, I don't know, you know. I've been reading tarot professionally, and it was the bulk of my income before COVID, because I would do lots of in-person events and lots of in-person readings, and then that all shifted. And now my tarot bookings are coming back, but it's not enough to support me and my family in the economy of Seattle. So I just, you know, at the beginning of summer, at the end of spring, I got this intuition, like sales weren't that good for clothes online, and I got this intuition, like, get to the marketplace. I heard, you know, I was meditating one day and I heard get to the marketplace, and I thought, oh yeah, I could go back to doing markets. The weather's gonna be nice. I could go back to doing some markets. And I got the very strong download that it was for a limited time only, that it was a temporary thing, that I'd be doing it through the spring and summer, and then it would totally dry up and I was not to do it anymore. That was it. You're done, you know. And it was a mixed experience. Initially, it seemed lucrative, but then there were so many fees involved and expenses involved and like physical, deeply physical manual labor that I was like, is this even worth it? And then every week I would make less and less, and the closer I got to fall, the more I just felt like, you're almost done. Wrap it up. Time to stop playing. What's your next step gonna be? You're almost done. And I could feel my guides making me really uncomfortable and creating almost a hostile environment at every market I would do. Like, it was like walking on broken glass. Like, the ground was uncomfortable. I would have weird interactions with people that made me feel really uncomfortable. I would get, you know, deliberately ignored and shut out of certain markets. And then I just was like, I don't even like doing this. What am I fighting for? I'm trying to do something that I know has expired. I know that it's not my path. I don't want to do it anymore. And I felt really stuck and kind of, you know, hopeless, but I kept sort of pushing, and my sales just went down and down and down, online, vintage, in person, to the point where I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. I did one market the first week of November, and I was so cold and it was so uncomfortable. And I was like, I'm not doing this again. And then I didn't. And then I felt like so desperate for money that I reached out to like the person that puts it on and was like, okay, do you have any space? I want to do the market. He ignored me for like two emails and then just finally wrote back the third time I messaged him. He had a wait list and there was no room. And I was like, thank you. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you for doing for me what I can't do for myself. Thank you for blocking this. And what I want to perceive as rejection is protection, because it's not for me. And, you know, I was holding on to like a stuck situation, and I knew that I was supposed to move on to something else. I knew the intelligence of my higher self and the divine was like, you're done, you're done, you're done. Why are you holding on to this? Keep moving. So I kind of took a week off, sat at home, thought, I'll just throw everything online, you know, still pushing, still trying to hustle. I'll throw all these like bags and bags of stuff online. I listed like 80 items in 2 days, zero sales. It was like unheard of ridiculousness, like spiritual cock block or whatever you want to call it. And I just started looking for a job. I mean, I went online and I was like, what could I do that would be chill and would like afford me a little bit of a cushion? I would have stable income coming in, but I would be able to finish my book and decide what the F I'm doing with my life. What am I doing? What's the offering? What's the purpose besides buying, you know, land and having a bunch of bees? What am I doing? What am I working towards, right? And the first job that I saw was like this gluten-free bakery that I really like. I was like, I could do that. I could, you know, sit with pastries all day. And I applied for that. And within, I don't know, 48 hours, I applied for it like on a Saturday online. And within, like by Monday, I had the job. And it was effortless. It literally just like fell into my lap with pretty much the most minimal effort I've ever made getting like a job. And then at the same time over that weekend, a friend reached out who needs some help with like alterations and fixing of like designer garments and needs help at her shop, which is a high-end women's shop and just like luxury, luxury, luxury. I was like, yeah, I could do that. So two jobs. So the bills are paid and I'm not going to be digging through trash looking for little gems to sell. And I'm not going to be in mold and I'm not going to be like breaking my back and trying to hustle vintage clothes. Semi-retired. And I'm still having some bookings with tarot, and that's coming in. And I've got my eye on some classes and trainings that I want to do, but I had to get unstuck. I had to move that energy. I had to move forward and do something that maybe seemed different to me or weird or foreign. I haven't done it for a long time. Worked for someone else on someone else's schedule. But like I've been working for myself like so many hours a week. When you work for yourself and when you're self-employed, often there's no turnoff. It's just constant emails, constant curation, constant whatever, because you have all the stuff at home and the computer, and it's just like there's no separation. It felt not fun. And so as a manifesting generator, I need to feel satisfied. I need to feel like either I'm being rewarded with reciprocal energy, which is money, or, you know, positive affirmation, or it feels good, or it's fun, or whatever it is. If something isn't enjoyable to me and like light and like playful, I just am done. I can't proceed. So I have two jobs. I'm like, what the hey is happening? What am I doing? And that's okay. Like, I don't have to know the answer, but I know that I want what God wants. I want to be put in a situation that's going to lead me where I need to be, where I want to be. And for me, I grew up, you know, with my mom, it was completely unstable, completely erratic. You know, if we had food, we got it from the food bank. She got food stamps, she sold them to people. use the money to buy drugs and alcohol, you know, we were not provided for. We were neglected. And so feeling like I'm having difficulty bringing in consistent money, supporting us, it's very triggering. It's very, really affects my mental health. You know, I need to feel like the bills are paid so that I can feel free to dream and roam and play. And so these jobs are giving me sort of that safe landing space to come into, to do some healing, to do some clearing out of all the energy that I took on over the spring and summer, really trying to push and hustle vintage clothes and sort of, you know, shut down that old contract of struggle and move into a space where I'm curious about what's coming in and what I'm creating. You know, I know that for me, it's a priority to work on this podcast. It's a priority to have that be a consistent practice, you know, recording it, editing it, getting it out. And also one of the stories that I wrote recently, this peppermint tea, et cetera, story has really been, I've really been working on that and knocking it around and turning it into something more. I think it'll be like a big part of a collection of stories. And that's what I want to work on. And that's what I want to build and create with. And just, you know, it's ever changing for me. It's not one thing forever. This is it forever. You know, I love doing tarot, but I don't want to be a tarot influencer. I don't want to be tarot's my whole thing forever. It's part of what I love, but it's not the only thing that I love. And being tied to it for monetary support honestly makes me love it less, you know? But I do want to integrate it, continue to integrate it into whatever I'm doing, but there's something more, and I can feel myself moving into it. I can feel the lit up energy, and I can feel myself being pushed forward. But there is a greater purpose behind all of this, you know, what I see is chaos, struggle. I have friends that are like, I've been on the struggle bus all spring and summer. And I'm like, yeah, like, I've been on the struggle bus in various ways through many lifetimes, and I don't want to do that anymore. I want to not be on the struggle bus. I want to be on the opulence, prosperity bus. And I know that the key to doing that is letting go of things when they're no longer satisfying me and when they're no longer feeling abundant. You know, when something feels stagnant and you're not getting the returns you want, that's a big indicator to look around and see, okay, well, I'm seeing this block here. I'm seeing this difficulty here, but what are the other pathways that I'm missing? You know, what opportunities or missions am I avoiding or overlooking because I'm so hyper-focused on this thing, making this thing happen, when I need to sit silently and learn to receive and learn to make myself ready for what God is just going to give me. In God's time, not mine, there's the patience aspect. You know, I can't sit there and be like, okay, I've been meditating and ready to receive for 2 days. Give me my stuff. Where's my beautiful life? Where is my mansion or whatever it is, you know? I have to just take one step after the other and move forward, you know, forward through fear. And sometimes that means doing things scared. You know, I like went to my job today at the bakery, and traffic here is next level, just bonkers, astronomical, cuckoo, crazy. And I couldn't sleep well last night because I kept thinking traffic's gonna be so bad. Oh my God, what if I'm late? Traffic's gonna be so bad. Oh my God, what if I'm late? And you know what? I was late because traffic was so bad. I gave myself an hour and 15 minutes to get there, and it's usually like a 25-minute drive. And I was like 15 minutes late because there were all these accidents. And they were understanding and it was chill, but like I did not feel good about it. But it's almost like I manifested it because I was putting so much energy into it, holding on so tightly to that worry. So, I just want to come on here to say I don't have it figured out, but I am open to dancing with the mystery and just being led. I look forward to putting all the threads together and seeing the beautiful grand purpose of all these steps, in a year, in 2 years, whenever. But I know for me, a really big part of the healing that I'm doing and the ancestral work I'm doing is healing a really big scarcity, financial chaos, bloodline. Like just learning to be a worker, learning to be productive and abundant and do that without fear. Learning to receive, learning to be worthy of what the universe wants to provide for me, and not being terrified that I won't be provided for. So I know that some of y'all can relate. I think a lot of us are really feeling the instability of these times. I mean, we are in, I'm gonna say it, end of days. As we know it, the empire is crumbling, things are shifting. It feels like a lot, and yet, landlords still want theirs, and car payments still want theirs, and whatever it is, we still have to pay our bills. And we're all walking through these incredibly intense times. And so I just wanted to reach out and say, when you're getting those insights and intuitions, follow the threads. It's not going to make sense. It's not going to be linear, but follow the threads anyway. Listen to the intelligence of your highest self. Listen to the downloads of your well ancestors, the divine, your spirits, and follow it because it won't lead you wrong. And listen to your body because you know in your body. I know that for many years I ignored the intelligence and the inside of my body, but my stomach, my heart space, my head, my jaw, my body warns me. And I am here to listen. I'm here to transform and, heal some of these things in my ancestral lines so that it's not carried on by my children and their children and their children. I want it to stop here. And I want us to be in this place of growth, abundance, prosperity, and also charity. I think that goes hand in hand with prosperity. So, whatever you can get from that. And I'm sending you all so much magic, so many blessings, and I hope that you are being gentle and listening and just wanting what God wants. I am available for one-on-one booking. Reach out to me through my website, www.mindysuebell.com. I am teaching a class at Find Your Center on December 2nd. It's not like a class I'm teaching, it's more of a, I'm facilitating a community circle for women, femmes, non-binary folks. And I just can't wait to do that. I can't wait to sit in community, sacred circle with some sisters and just be witnessed and witness and create some little herbal potions and just, sit together as we move towards winter. Okay, so signing off for now, I intend next episode magical number 5 to have a special guest. Let's see what God wants. Okay, everyone, thanks for listening. Much love. Bye.